we should have done that. We should have done that.
Oh, yeah, pretty handily.
We really should. Like, we could have taken the night off.
Mm-hmm.
We could have gotten some fucking sleep.
Yeah. We could be masturbating.
I mean, not together.
And buckle up for the sex.
You still have
it's
Marshall's.
The Apropos Nothing podcast.
Okay, there it is.
With your hosts,
Solson,
James,
and Jenna.
Oh, wow.
Somebody better tell me what I'm drinking because I'm putting it in my face.
All right, right, this is Minneapolis Cider Co. Dockside Lemon Lavender Shandy Cider.
It sounds delightful.
It is.
Yep, that's actually exactly
what 100% on brand.
Should have happened. Holy fuck. Yep. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, that one, like, it's got a little bit of a sour to it, but, like, for some reason, with everything else going on in there, I'm okay with the sour.
Yeah, I think the lavender helps temper it a little bit.
I think you might be right there.
I'm not huge on lavender as a flavor.
Right.
Sure.
So I'm still a little bit on the fence about it.
All right.
See, you're on the fence about it for the lavender. I'm on the fence about it for their interpretation of lemon.
Mm.
Meanwhile, I disagree with their idea of Minneapolis. I don't
disagree with the idea of shandy. I'm not getting a lot of cider in this cider.
I think that was what we said about the other one.
Like, I'm okay with it. I'm just like, it's interesting that there's not a lot of cider in my cider.
I think with the apple pie that we had 2 weeks ago, we kind of said that there was more pie than apple.
Yes.
More cinnamon than anything.
Yeah, it was very cinnamony.
Yeah.
Oh, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway, hey, fuckers.
Hey, fucker.
Okay, I will.
Wait, what? No.
No, no. Maybe? Nobody wants this.
I mean.
Not Jenna.
No, God, no. Yeah. What the fuck are we doing tonight?
I don't know, but it's episode 600.
What?
So we're doing a podcast.
Yay!
Yeah.
This last weekend was the final weekend of the 2022 Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Boy, howdy, was it.
Which means I still have one more weekend of festivals.
Sucker.
Yeah.
But that's
and you
okay.
have so much energy right now,
yeah,
Salsa. I'm sure
okay.
you're just
right.
gonna.
Honestly, this coming up festival is a nice little festival, and it's pretty low key, and it's fun, and it's just one weekend.
Which
so
one is it again?
This is Baraboo, Gathering of Rogues and Ruffians.
Yeah.
What are the hours
of
that one?
It's like 10 to 6 or 5.
Yeah, I was telling somebody else.
Jesus.
Like other festivals, like have
human hours.
Minnesota and TRF are the only festivals that have double-digit days.
Yeah.
Every other festival is like 9 hours or less. We just have really fucking long days for some reason.
For reasons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of long days, there were 3 of them this weekend.
Just 2 for me.
Yeah, I only did 2 as well.
I
worked on Friday.
Then.
So, yeah, James, it's just you.
Ah.
Only you. You were the only one there on Fest Friday.
Only you.
Yeah, just running between the gate. Putting on different hats, pretending to be all the characters. And the king getting it confused, being in a puppet, but also
taking tickets, running to a stage,
Tortuga
doing a
twin.
Show. Your sword swallowing act, I heard, was okay.
It was a lot easier. I used a smaller sword.
A friend of mine came by later on Sunday and said, she was like, I have to tell you this. I was near front gate and there was a family leaving and the little boy had a wooden sword and he pretended to lick both sides and then shoved the sword down his shirt. Down the front of his shirt.
Oh, my heart. Salsa, you are a bad influence on the youth.
It was the nicest thing I'd ever heard.
That's amazing.
That is so
It was so sweet. I'm so happy.
Oh, fuck.
Makes me so, so happy.
Yeah.
I had a good weekend. Yeah. I, in addition to it being the final weekend and the standard shenanigans, this year was my 20th year.
Ooh.
Yes.
Look at you, old man.
I know, right?
Geez, and nothing to show for it.
Sure am happy that nobody else has been here longer. I got my certificate and I got a medallion.
What I've heard about the length of time that you've been at Fest is that if you start by cooking the onions and the garlic,
and then you decide what stage act you're going to be a part of,
that's actually my first year was at Irish Cottage, so that is actually very close to what I did. Actually,
yeah, I was at Como Cottage. Same thing.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
You kind of throw yourself into the pot and then go, where am I going to go from here?
Well, no, I mean like literal garlic and onions.
Yeah, in your
so,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a really good thing that there's nobody here on this podcast that has a 10 extra years on you and got their 30-year service award with a wooden goblet.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, we'll never know.
No.
Anyway, Jenna, what did you do this week?
Yep. No, and my wife got her 25-year as well. So she got a leather journal. Very cool. It was the
I'm
year for
jealous of the
mile
leather
markers.
Journals.
They looked real nice.
They looked real good. They should have kept the pewter goblets and swapped out those medallions for those leather books.
Yeah.
Those medallions are just, they're not exciting.
No, they're really not.
Especially after getting a mug for 15.
Yep, I agree.
Like, I think if you're going to do the medallions should be the 15.
Swap them around.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I just, they're not, I'm like, great, what am I going to do with this?
Hang it up somewhere.
Yep.
I don't know, so. I'm coming up on my 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soon-ish.
I mean, thankfully, I don't really care about the medallion or you know, any of those things. It's just the
you
fact
can't
that I
swallow it, and
yeah,
that's the
exactly.
problem.
Exactly. No, it's this, honestly, it's a certificate for me.
Yeah.
The certificate saying you've been there for that long is like, sure. I did that. I walked that road.
No, I will say, so being in the 30-year group, it was. So there's like 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And as you're going through each group, like the 10-year certificate is like fucking 30 people.
Yeah, it's this big crowd.
And then the 15 is
it dwindles.
Like, it dwindles a little bit.
Yep.
20, a little bit more. 25, I think, is where
it's
you
really
started to see a bit more of the drop.
30 is just the two of 30, you limping slowly.
Well, no, there were five of us in year 30. There were four in 35.
Yeah. Mm.
And then there was a 40, a 45, or like one or two 40s, a 45, and a 50, I think, if I remember correctly.
And the 50 gift is just a leather tombstone.
No, it was beautiful. A crafter that had been around since like damn near the beginning, like just shy of.
Yeah.
So it was.
And not many of them.
Yeah.
And only one person has been there since year one. David Bryce.
Oh, I was going to say Bob Alberti.
No. No, David Bryce, who runs Folkestone, has been there since year one.
Yep.
And he's the only one left.
Fuck.
Yep.
Yeah. So I will say,
52 years.
When I got my award, I was offered an escort, and I declined.
They'd heard about her dating life and figured she needed one.
They offered you the cup instead.
No, but like to walk you down to grab your piece of paper.
They offered her an escort. She asked for a Corolla.
Oh. Mm.
My Corolla.
my Corolla.
I thought she would have gone with the Honda and walked of her own accord.
So anyway, Jenna, what was your...
So yeah, like, usually they have somebody walk you down, and Eric was like, do you want an escort? And I was like, no, walk by myself. He's like, oh, you're, like, independent person, like, and turns away. I'm like, are you shticking at me right now? God damn it. But he's in his go mode thing, so I wasn't make a big deal of it. I'm just like, you know me. How does this surprise you? And it... I think he just kind of glazed over me, actually. He was like, you don't know a person. I don't know who you are.
For my 15-year, my sister-in-law walked me down the aisle. But this year, I had a show.
Well, and I, like, the only person I would want to escort, two people I would want as escorts would be Jessa or Steve, right? But neither of them do fest right now.
Sure.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to walk myself. So here's the thing. I have a longstanding flirtship with Jamie Green. And he was the herald and he was announcing the names. And so I walked down by myself to the halfway point and he goes to read off my name and I bend over a little bit and I shake my bosom at him and he looks up at just the right moment. As he's saying my name, he does a little bit of a laugh giggle halfway through. And I'm just like, yes!
Fucking nailed it. Nailed it, yeah.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, I try to, like, I don't want to be a big production bit, but I try to have a little bit of fun with
Some of these are just for us.
Yeah. But then at the when I walked off of the stage, Gary Parker was right there. Gary Parker is, like, for those who don't know, Gary Parker is God of Fest Entertainment. He's the beginning and the grandpa and he's a sweetheart and a half. And he started saying
he's the godfather of entertainment at Fest,
He started saying all these nice things about how much I contribute to festival and always have and how, you know, it's just been wonderful to watch me continue. And I'm just like, you're gonna make me cry. He's like, you can't cry, I'll cry. I was like, oh god, what do we do? What do we do? And he goes, buck up. And I'm like, okay. But like, but yeah, I was actually a little bit more emotional over it than I thought I was gonna be. So, and I don't know about you and yours. Like, because 20 is a pretty impressive.
Yeah, no, 20 is an accomplishment, and I'm happy to have hit it. But again, I didn't do the ceremonies. For me, it was I got off the stage, and somebody had gone to the information booth and gotten all of the fondazis and my certificates, and so they were just like, "Here you go."
Like, yeah.
Cool.
Yup.
That was it.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, no, I can't wait to get it on the wall. Really looking forward to that, honestly. Yeah. I feel like in many ways, I feel like I've been there forever.
Sure.
But in many ways, I still feel like the new guy because I hang out with old fogies like Jenna who constantly remind me that I'm the newbie.
Oh, God, my heart. My old fragile heart.
No, everybody I hang out with has been there for longer than I have. You know?
And, gosh, Salsa, I can't imagine how that must be for you.
Oh, no, I know. This is why I do it to you, because it's trickle down.
Oh, good. Yes, I'm definitely feeling that trickle.
Yes, definitely.
Ew.
I mean, this is how this works. But it's 20 years, and it's still, you know, it's like, yay, I've been here for 20 years. And the first thing that happens is Jenna walks up to me and says, I've been here for 35 years. Congratulate me. 30 years. Congratulate me. And it's just like,
yep.
Never mind. I didn't do anything.
I actually didn't know you got your 20 year this year. No.
Okay.
So I wasn't like trying to be a dick. No, I know you weren't.
She wasn't even paying attention.
That's the thing is, I know you weren't.
If you had responded with, I got my 20, I would have been like, hey, congratulations.
I know, but it was funnier when I did.
Yeah, you were being a pouty asshole.
I've been here for 20 years. Well, it's no 30.
She's like, I've been here for 30 years. You know, I deserve a congratulations. And I was like, you sure do.
Yep. I mean, I was poking fun at him for just because I'm an asshole in general, but like, yeah.
But I mean, same thing.
He was just giving back.
I posted a picture of my certificate on Facebook, and I was just like, hey, I've been here a while. And immediately, all the people come out of the woodwork and just like, is that it? I've been here for this. Just like, I don't thank you for
you
diminishing
people.
Everything that I have, you know, done. Yeah. So, but no, honestly, it doesn't bother me that much, but it is amusing to me how
See,
it's like
when somebody else when you post for like Facebook, your own thing, and other people start posting their years, that just kind of bothers me. Yeah. Actually, that one's kind of a dick move. Mm-hmm. Me being an accidental but on purpose asshole in different ways. Different thing. I want to be clear. Yeah. Me purposefully being an asshole here and now on the podcast is also a different thing.
Absolutely. No, 100%. I understand the difference.
Learn how to be an asshole if you're going to do it. Fuckers. Yeah.
Take Jenna's class.
Yep.
Yes. It starts with onion and garlic. Yep.
For just 5 easy payments of $29.95, Jenna will teach you how to be an asshole.
This is true.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
It's a way shorter class than you'd think.
It was a good company. It was a good weekend, all in all. I had a good weekend. It was final weekend, and so, you know, final day, we did all the usual shenanigans. I, for Fondazzi's Uber show, for their final big thing, I did the swallowing a flaming sword, and Adam does a fireball off of it stunt again, which is always a crowd pleaser. Mm-hmm. We did the final fire, which was fucking amazing. I did really stupid things in that. I don't know if you saw that one.
I was helping close the booth. I actually, for the first time, did not go to closing. Like, ever. Yeah. In my life.
I had a really stupid idea that ended up with me absolutely getting showered in hot fuel, but it was so worth it because it looked really cool. Mm-hmm. You saw it?
I did.
Okay.
I hope there are pictures.
There are.
I want to see pictures.
I did a no escape on the bear with everybody doing fireballs above me, which was
I need you to know that we all recognized that it was you doing a fireball that involved your wife also blowing fire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that one was also really
pretty. And like that was the one that I was thinking of where everyone who was collected up on the dais was like, oh, they're doing fire together.
Yeah, no, because you had told me about that concept, and I accused you of stealing bits from other fire performers.
No, again, I didn't. We didn't do the human sacrifice. I was just telling other people what that was.
Uh-huh.
That isn't what we were doing.
Uh-huh.
But no, Raider Lee and I did a stood back to back and then put our heads on each other's shoulders.
And
did fireballs that way.
I thought that's the one that you were talking about.
That's adorable.
That was real sweet.
No, the one I did was where I lay down on my back.
The no escape.
Yeah, the no escape. Well, for those that don't know, I lay on my back on the ground. It's called a no escape because if anything goes wrong, you're stuck there. But I did a fireball from there, and the others were arrayed around me. Now, this is stupid dangerous for these reasons. Usually when you blow a fireball, the fireball, the body of the fireball is 6 feet above you.
Mm-hmm.
When you do a fireball laying on your back, the body of the fireball is everybody else's face height.
Mm-hmm.
So they did a ring around me. I did a fireball straight up from the ground, and they did a fireball into the center of that, so it forms this big fucking column of flame. And it was really cool. it looked really fucking cool. I'm super had it. But the really cool thing is we had orchestrated that the so we had the five in the middle, and then all the other secondary fire breathers were arrayed behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had it timed out so that when we did that column, that five-person blast, we did the blast, and then about a second later, the tier behind us all did a blast.
Yeah.
And it was timed perfectly. It was nice. So cool because you get this big boof thing happening. It was, and the funny thing is you're in it. You do the one thing. You're like, oh, that worked. Oh, shit, I forgot about that one.
Right. Absolutely.
So, yeah, we did the fire, and then we processed everybody out. But I have a story to tell.
Ooh.
Of my Saturday.
Oh.
The incident.
The incident?
So, yeah, no, it was a normal day, you know, going about my day. You know, did my first show, did my second show, did my third show. Went back... to take a nap, you know, kind of napped. There was cheese on the cheese board, so I was nibbling at bits of cheese because I couldn't resist cheese. I'm sorry, Jenna.
It's a hard life.
How dare you eat cheese?
Yeah. Popped a couple ibuprofen because, you know, ibuprofen gel caps because my throat was really starting to feel tired, you know, at this point.
Right.
You know, going about my day, and we had the Belarusian hurdy-gurdy player was back for final nice. Weekend. Huh? I'm so glad we got to see him again. He's so good. I have a friend who's in a band who unfortunately they were unable to play at like earlier festivals, and they don't play at Minnesota, so they haven't been able to play very much recently, but she's this fantastic fiddle player. But she came out to the fest, and we're talking to each other, and I'm just, and like, as we're chatting, he gets on stage, and I'm just like, you have got to check this guy out. As a musician, you are going to love this, because she does English folk music.
Oh.
And he does Belarusian folk music. And so I was just like, this guy is Belarus, he does Ukrainian and Belarusian folk music, and she's just like, what now? And so she went and sat down, and she was absolutely rocking the whole show, just digging every second of it. I was just like, yes, this is a perfect little show. He wrapped up, he borrows my microphone, so, you know, got the microphone from him, you know, blah blah blah, and then I get on stage and start doing my thing, and the first thing I swallow in that show is two aluminum arrows. Mm-hmm. I do other stupid stuff first, but the first thing I swallow is these two aluminum arrows. And I swallow the arrows, you know, I'm on stage, I'm doing the whole shtick, blah, 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 blah. Swallow the arrows.
Mm-hmm.
I start to withdraw the arrows from my stomach. And I feel something coming up my trachea, my esophagus, with them. Something is coming up with the arrows.
Oh my God.
And I pull the arrows out of my face, and I look, and stuck to the tip of one of the arrows is an empty ibuprofen gel cap casing.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God. I don't even know. Oh, fuck.
Well, at least you know it's working.
So if there's any doubt that those arrows are going into my stomach,
Jesus Christ.
Have no doubt.
Christ.
Oh my God, no. I thought you had desensitized me.
And this is why my wife said, report back to me the reaction.
God damn it. No. Ew.
So I pull this thing out, and I'm on stage. I pull this out, and I have a rag that I use to wipe my props off with every time, because they've got fucking stomach acid on them.
Well, yeah. Yes,
so
of course.
I pull this out, and I immediately like wipe that off kind of behind me a little bit. It's like, and this is over here, and okay, we're clear. Good. Dude, nobody saw that.
Mm-hmm. God.
Hopefully nobody saw this bright blue gob of something on the tip of my arrow.
And then the sword comes out with a piece of cheese on it.
I was really hoping for cheese, honestly.
Fuck.
That's what I thought it was at first.
Sure.
When I felt it coming up my throat, I was like, did I get is there a piece of cheese on my arrow? And then I saw the gel cap, and I just, fucking
To be
life.
Fair, what I have pictured in my head is like an actual cube of cheese.
Right. No,
which I
yeah.
hope you chew occasionally. So it would have been just like a little whatever.
I assume
it's
also just eats cheese by osmosis. Just like wraps himself around his cell wall slowly.
No, it actually
engulfs
the
cheese platter.
There's a portal. Sorry. At the opening of my mouth, at the aperture, and the top of my stomach, where the cheese just goes straight mouth to stomach. Just, it passes the esophagus entirely. So that is the incident.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
How do you continue with your show? How do you continue with your show?
Because James would just be laughing. This is why James...
fuck.
This is why James has a show,
mm-hmm.
in which his whole thing with Kyle...
Yeah.
he's just air quote Kyle from now on.
Yeah, no, honestly, their show is laughing at their own jokes.
Exactly.
That's
how James can do that. Yep. If he was doing something like along your lines, he would...
He'd never get through the show because he'd just be so impressed at his own, you know, whatever
he's
doing.
He'd be walking through the audience, look.
Holy shit.
See that?
This was, guys.
Hey, yeah.
That was in my stomach. Yeah, no.
Pass it around, show the rest of the class.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, no, Sunday, again, just did all this. I swallowed the katana in my last show. I swallowed the flaming sword and did the fireball off of that. You know, we did the final fire. It was a really fucking good day. But at the same time, it didn't feel... like a final day.
Yeah.
It didn't. Like, I remarked to somebody in the morning, I was just like, usually on final day, you're just like, it's final day. You get this energy. It's a little chaotic, a little weird. And I was just like, it's kind of sitting there on stage waiting for the day to start. And it was just like, it just feels like a weekend.
It really did. Honestly, there was an awful lot that felt like a weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the awards or any of the other things. Like, obviously I went to the service awards, but I didn't do any of the other, like, closing weekend shenanigans, and I think that might be a part of it. But it also, I think the weather was too nice.
Yeah.
And so it just, the weather kind of set up, like, it's not, I didn't need a cloak.
No.
Wrapped around my body to get up
gloves,
to the booth.
Anything.
It was so weird.
I just walked up.
No, absolutely. There was, at some point on Sunday, somebody looked at me and was like, it's October.
Yep.
And it was just like, yes, it is.
Yeah, it was real.
It's like 72 or something like that. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So, I think the weather was a huge contributor.
That probably didn't.
That
So, that was my incident. What'd y'all do?
Saturday.
Sunday, I did a fencing booth thing.
Go ahead. Fuck, sorry. Actually, no, you didn't. Because you did the morning shift.
Yeah.
But I swapped for the afternoon.
Yeah.
Because I was getting my service award. But Saturday, the fencing booth had a goings on.
Holy shit.
I heard.
My
son participated.
So So here's the deal. The owner of the booth. And previous guest, Josh.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace. What? Oh, God, no.
He's not here. He is dead to us.
I know. But anyway, sometimes he just makes decisions. With little to no forewarning.
Keeps everybody on their toes.
It sure does. And we all make it work. And the decision that he brought to us as we were getting the booth ready was that he was going to break the record for most champion fights in a day. Now, last year, he broke the record for most champion bouts within a 5-hour period or for a shift, right? So this year, he's going to do... The goal was to get over 103, I think, is what they discovered the previous one was.
Yeah.
And so he tells us this, and I'm like, we could have prepared. Now I don't have enough champion bands for this. Yep. So, like, I'm cutting up ribbons, and I'm like, oh, I should get the kids here right away. So I'm messaging parents to be like, hey, make sure your kids show up. Because here's the thing. We discussed what counts for this. Because otherwise, like, I could just fight them all day, and then he'd have several fights. So it does not count if you fight somebody who has signed a waiver at the booth. Well, the kids haven't signed waivers. So they count. So I was like, get your kids up here, because the hardest, I knew the hardest part to get through was going to be that first hour of the morning. So yeah, the kids were some of the first people up to fight. I think Asher was number three. Yeah.
Yeah, no, as soon as I got your message, I started walking around to everybody I knew that had kids and was like, hey.
Yep.
Thank you.
Because I think we got four of that clump of children.
Yep.
I just think of, like, all the Fondazzi kids as just, like,
the
this clump.
Stage, yeah.
Yeah, the just... Sherwood Stage kid clump. It's just a clump of kids. But, yeah, and he fucking did it.
Fuck.
Not only did he get over 103... he exceeded that number.
Yeah.
And his final fight count was 112 for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as far as, like, that, you know, record keeping thing. But he also had some wavered people that he fought too.
Yeah. Which is,
yeah.
So, like, he had more than 112 fights that day.
The fact that he was able to lift his arm at the end of the day baffles me.
What we discovered is that it actually hit him hardest the day after.
Like
it wasn't even Sunday morning. It was like Sunday after Cannon, and he was like, I'm so fucked up right now. My arms, I can't. And it was like the wing muscles underneath. He was like, it just hurts.
Yeah, well, what he was telling me on Saturday night when I ran into him, I was like, I'm amazed you can lift your arms. And he was like, actually, it's my legs that are really, really hurting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, his arms were fine at that point in time, were you know, okay. But he's like, my legs are done.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like, I did walk him through some stretches.
Yeah.
When he told me that, he's like, it's just right in here. And I was like, okay, this one, this one, and this one. Come on.
But yeah, he said the 112 was right at Cannon. So he worked the entire fucking run.
Yep.
Yes, day.
He sure the fuck did.
Which is also nuts.
Just stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's dumb.
10 hours of hitting things with swords. God damn it. And not just Not just hitting things with swords, but letting people hit you with swords in such a way that it looks like they want to match fairly with swords for 10 hours. Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, Salsa swallows swords, and that's crazy, but what Josh did...
Jesus Christ. No, 10 hours of that. No way.
Fuck.
I work a total of 2 hours in a day. Are you kidding?
Oh, so it's not about the stupidity of it. You're just lazy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was about to congratulate you on your laziness.
Yes.
This is a fantastic scam you've got going.
Oh, yes. Yes, because my day is so easy.
Right, exactly.
That's what I assumed.
Yeah.
I mean, God, you're so lazy you don't even eat during the day.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what you get after this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else happened? Romance Wars.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. So... what I did for my person was I got a bunch of tiny things that I thought they would enjoy. I got, like, some Star Wars socks, like, 5 pairs of Star Wars socks, and, like, I got a Stargate pendant because they really like Stargate, and I was like, ooh, I'm in for this.
Mm.
And, like, just a lot of tiny things. And I put them in a little burlap pouches that had daisy print on them.
Hmm.
Because they like daisies. And I, by the time I got all of these individually wrapped, so I got like a 5-pack of socks, but I did one pair of socks in each thing.
I thought you were going to say you did one sock.
One sock.
God damn it.
What the hell?
What the fuck? What are you, a washing machine?
Oh, yeah, I got some like nice leather bracelets. Mm, and just small trinkets that you could put into bags.
Yeah.
And I basically was about 20 bags. And
fuck.
I kept the basket up front with me, and anytime a boothie had a moment or we're going to go run an errand, they would grab one of these to go deliver to my person. Anytime an entertainer came to talk to me or deliver a horrible joke or what have you.
Who would do that?
Kyle. I would be like, hey, can you do me a favor? And like, yeah, it was just like, just sending them through as many as possible throughout the morning. And I would have liked to have paced it a little bit better for the full day, but because I had to go do showers and everything it wasn't going to work very well. So
that makes sense.
So I just 20 gifts over the course, like between 9 and 2, is what happened.
Wow,
that's
impressive.
I just kept getting like responses, feedback where people were like, "Oh my god, I think she's onto it. I think she knows. Like she's gonna get more. Like after the third one or something." And then like a little while later, like. She's flabbergasted. She doesn't know how many like. And then like later on in the day, what was it? She said she's dropping them now because there's too many on the counter. And I'm just like, one of them. I had gotten some basically double shot tall. Viking drinking horn thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but there, it was made of horn, but it had a handle and it's much more of a cup style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I had found a 3-pack of those.
Fun.
And so I individually did all of those too. And somebody went to drop that and they reported back to me. They're like, she said she had been looking at those and was going to get some. And I'm like, I fucking win it this game.
Project managed the shit out of
that. Yeah, dude. So then I did my final big delivery the last day. It was in the basket that I had been pulling all of the things out of. But what I got them, and I don't know what the response was because I didn't ask them to open the box in front of me. They work in my booth and love honey. So I got them a honey canister. It's a glass beehive shaped honey canister with one of the little, it's got the top with the little hole so you can
the wooden, have the,
yeah.
It's not wooden, it's also glass.
Oh, awesome. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So the little honey dipper or whatever you call it.
It's called a honey dipper.
Yes! Got it. And yeah, so I dropped that one off and they're like, oh my god, I have just, and it felt so nice. And Lainey came with me because the person I was gifting was gifting to Lainey. And here's what happened. On Saturday, my person came up to the cash box and I was like, oh, shit, I got found out. They figured it out. But I had a line. I was like, give me one moment. And like I got the people through and I was like, okay, what can I do for you? Or, you know, okay. Hi. And they're just like, I just wanted to drop this off for Lainey. And I was like, oh, thank God. Okay. Fuck. I thought somebody ratted me out.
I think actually that would be really clever. If you were giving gifts to somebody, deliver them yourself and say, somebody asked me to drop this off. Because it would immediately just disqualify you as a suspicious party.
Oh.
I did think about doing one of the drops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see, but
throw them off the scent.
Yeah, yep, a little bit.
I would never. I'm learning so much. It's such a good idea. I lack that kind of guile.
Excellent plottings.
Really?
Yeah.
So, but then I got my final hit and got to meet my person. Mm. Who is not? I thought it had to be somebody who knew me or listened to the podcast or anything because of the.
They listened to the podcast. They know you didn't like beer.
Right. There is that. But somebody, I feel like somebody had to tell them that I like the lime mint mojito. I believe I have met this person, mm-hmm. but like, we're not like, we sure. don't hang out. Right. But what they gave me was a pouch, with a couple of Lady of the Lake silks attached, with a bunch of mini bottles of booze on the inside. And the outside flap was a red panda.
Holy fuck.
I was like, you fucking won, man. Yeah.
That's where you got that pouch? I saw you. You were like, look. And I was like, that's amazing. That's perfect.
Yeah.
I didn't know where you got it.
I'm pretty sure I said. Holy shit. But yeah. Yeah.
That was
my final hit.
That's so amazing.
Yeah.
That's so good.
And so I made sure to put it on before I went to go get my service awards. So yeah, that was Romance Wars for me. Did you participate at all, James?
Kind of.
Okay.
I've never signed up for Romance Wars. I've always been interested, but I've never had the gumption. It kind of asks for something very specific that I'm not especially good at. And
gift giving?
Maybe.
Okay. That's basically what I'm
asking. Because I am a fucking terrible gift giver.
I kind of am, too. I'm like, what does that person need?
Yep. Every so often I capture lightning in a bottle and it's purely by accident.
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, I'm terrible at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, even during like work Secret Santa things, I sweat that shit so bad. But the... what happened this year was that Jax missed the deadline to sign up for themselves.
Mm. Aww.
And so they said, well, I'd still like to, you know, exchange gifts with my partners. So maybe I'll just do like a quiet Poly Wars kind of thing.
Okay.
Mm. And so in addition to all of the Romance Wars things that were going on for everybody, they figured out small gifts and things to send, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then I spent the last 3 or 4 weekends, again, just sweating it, not knowing what
to do,
what would be a good thing.
Right.
And then eventually landed on, there was a piece of jewelry that's kind of a bracelet, but kind of a ring. And it's like a web of little roses, which are sort of dusty purple, which is their color.
Sure.
Also looks very elaborate, like it's interwoven chain. And it looks...
Sure.
I thought it looked... Yep. Fucking awesome. But then also, they're very into bath products, and specifically, there's a particular scent that I know that they get from a particular shop. So I went to that shop, and I found out that they have that scent in bath salts.
Oh, very nice.
And picked up a lip balm, because also, I was like, if my lips are dry, theirs probably are, too.
Mm. That is a well-thought-out gift there.
Yeah, you're doing great as far as I can tell. Picked up
those three things. And then after Canon, we went up to the green room, and I was like, here are these things. And they were like, I really appreciate this. Both of my partners have picked out very thoughtful, wonderful gifts and delivered them in person. and they had... gone to other people and been like, please
to deliver,
find this person and assassinate them with love and kindness.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the idea. But yeah.
Not good at this, take the thing.
Yes, please. Accept my love. Yeah. So the yeah, but it was really nice. What I ended up getting was a couple of orange peppers and some flowers, along with a white lotus pin, which is an emblem from Avatar.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The Paisho tile.
Awesome. Yep.
And then all of that was in an extraordinarily tiny little ceramic mug with a little with a little fairy door on it.
Fun. Aww.
And part of the idea of that gift was that that door is emblematic of the door to the place that we're getting together. You know, mm-hmm. that we're getting a little place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was very sweet.
That is very sweet.
But that was kind of how I participated.
Also, yeah, if I ever got you for Romance Wars, I would just find all of the tiny things. And I would just send you tiny things.
Yeah.
Just, there would be so many tiny things. Basically, I would raid a dollhouse store. And just fucking... Here's a tiny teacup.
So down in Red Wing, there's kind of a mall called the Pottery Place. And they have a lot of different crafters and antique stores and you know, whatever else, all crammed into what used to be a ceramics factory. And the store that I found myself going into quite frequently was an oddities and antiques shop, where they had a section full of miniature things.
Oh my God, of course.
So, yeah, just looking at thumbnail-sized boxes of mini-wheats and little tiny cans of soup and things like that. I did end up buying one when I was like, I want to say like 12, something like that. It was an extraordinarily small wooden train. Yeah. So you're not wrong,
right?
Yeah. aside from helping Josh with Saturday, which was a fucking blast,
right?
And then going and doing the regular street gig with Kyle. Sunday, Kyle and I found a stage that was open for 30 minutes, and we just lambasted people with terrible jokes, and we drew a crowd, which felt great. And then pulled the ripcord and hit eject, and we're like, well, performers here, look, you have an audience, bye. Everyone stick around. And then the other thing was Sunday morning I ended up doing all but one of the champion bouts for the Sunday morning shift. And it was not nearly, it wasn't 60, it wasn't 40, I don't think it was 30. It was like
a reasonable human number.
It was,
right, exactly.
I think it was like 15 or 20 something.
Yeah.
I am covered in bruises.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a fucking wild time. I really felt like I found a show in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Cole, later, I was like, hey, what advice do you have for me on championing? Because usually he'll be like, okay, here's the thing that you can do and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what kind of advice do you have for what I can do better? And he was like, fuck.
No notes.
I wasn't really critically watching. I was just enjoying what you were doing. And I felt so honored that he was just enjoying watching me do the thing.
In the moment, yeah.
And wasn't like, oh, he should be farther away, or he should be, making fun of them, or he should be, whatever. It was
taunting a little bit more, a little bit less, you know.
And it felt like flow.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
Anybody have anything else that they did, or should we take a break?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I, after over a year, last week, got my car back!
Yeah!
Like last week on Wednesday, I finally got over to the dealership and they were like, here's your car that we've had for a year. Yay. And so I drove the thing home and I was just like, this feels so weird right now. And then I got home and I realized that the tabs had expired because they've had it for over a year. And
right.
when sure. the thing came in the mail, I was just like, well, I don't need to worry about this right now. So I got online and paid for my tabs so I could drive my car.
God.
And yay. And I've at this point, I've had my car back for less than a week. And last night it broke down.
No.
Oh, Christ.
No.
Same thing that happened over a year ago. Driving down the highway, suddenly a terrible grinding noise, and then the engine just died.
Oh,
so car's going back to the dealership, and I'm going to tell them that they need to fucking fix it this time. Yeah.
Can they just get you a the same car, but like not that one? I really feel like that would be the smarter option.
I was really happy that it happened late at night when the dealership wasn't open, because otherwise I would have called them at that moment in time and told them exactly what I thought of them and their business and their service and everything like that, because it was not very happy. But so I have stalled out on the highway on 169. Under an overpass. And so I'm like, okay. So I go and do my auto claim on my app. You know, I need a tow from this location to this location. And the app needs an address.
Yeah.
Sure.
And there is no address on a highway.
Right.
And you kept putting in 169 and it was like, nice.
You can move the map around and pin the little point exactly where you are.
Yeah.
But then it would just find the nearest address, which on a highway is some tiny little residential thing adjacent to the highway.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, finally it was like, fuck, I just need in the notes, I need to put this is where it is. It's on this highway. I'm under this overpass. Done. Mm. You know?
Right.
And then I get a phone call from the actual like claims center.
Okay.
And they're like, okay, you know, this, and they're not from around here, so I'm trying to explain where I am, and they have no fucking clue what I'm talking about, or how to spell Shakopee, or anything, because they aren't from around here. And so this is not something that I would usually have a problem with, but in this moment was just like, this is not helpful, but their English wasn't very good.
Okay, sure.
You know, which made the it was a communication barrier on top of things.
Sure.
Right.
But they were like, you know, you're further away than the 15-mile towing area that we do to get it to the dealership.
Yeah.
There were closer places that they would tow to for free. But because I wanted taken to that fucking dealership.
Right.
It was going to be over. And I was like, that's okay. They're fucking paying for it.
Yes.
I am walking in there and saying, here's the bill that they sent me. You're paying this.
Yeah.
So I was like, absolutely do that. And they were like, okay. And so they do the whole thing and I get an update on the app, and I look at it, and it is the location is like County Road 169, up in like Plymouth, Minnesota.
No,
which is like 2 hours away, and I was like,
oh my god,
fucking call them back, and it's like, no, no,
no.
Highway 169 in Shakopee. And they're like, we can't find Shakopee. How do you spell that? And I was like, this is how you spell Shakopee. Oh, we found it. Okay, cool.
God damn it.
Yeah, this is
God.
So I finally get this, you know, and so they're like, okay, this is the address that we have put in. And I'm like, but it's not at that address. It's on the fucking highway. So make sure you put in their notes that this is where it actually fucking is. And they're like, cool. Okay, not a problem. And then a little bit later, I get a call from the tow truck. And they're like, so you're at this address? And I'm like, no!
God.
I'm not. Mm.
Damn it.
And so this keeps changing because every time it goes to the next person, they look at the address and say, oh, this is where the car is. And I have to explain to the next person, it's no, that is not where the fucking car is. And this is all taking place late at night. And, right. And you know, because I was going to take the kids home and get them to school this morning and get my son to his doctor's appointment. And then, while my wife was still at Fest and she would start getting stuff, the stage, cleaned up and stuff like that. Yeah. And after I got my son, his doctor's appointment done, I would head out there with the car, you know, and load stuff into my car as well. And then we would have two cars to load in. So suddenly... Fuck. Suddenly, my car is dead, and we're down one car, and I'm out at Fest with the kids now. So, thankfully, we were able to telecommute via telephone with his doctor this morning, but we just fucking said, fuck it, with the kids' school.
Sometimes that happens.
So, we're down to one car at the moment until I can finally get the keys over to the dealership and get a rental from them. But so this is all happening late at night. I'm drinking in the den because this is what I'm doing. I get to the tent. The app still says it's like an hour until the tow truck is going to be there at like 1:30 in the morning. I fall asleep. You know, they're trying to call me and somehow my phone, I usually keep my phone on vibrate.
Right.
Somehow my phone had gone to complete like silence. No vibration either.
Oh.
So it didn't wake me up when it vibrated.
Right.
So I missed the calls. And so, like, I wake up an hour later. It's, like, 2 in the morning or something like that. And they're like, we're going to try to reschedule in the morning. And it was, like, fucking whatever. So I get a call in the morning. And it's a tow truck saying, hey, I'm on my way. I'll be there in about 40 minutes. And I'm like, cool. Do you have the right location? And he's like, yeah, it's on 169 under this overpass. I'm like, yes, that is it, go there, thank you. And then
Jesus Christ,
about an hour and a half later, I get a phone call from another tow truck saying, hey, could you confirm the location of your car? And I'm like, yeah, it's in this one location. He's like, oh, I just drove past there, it's not there. I'm like, are you what? Because I just got a call like a couple hours ago from somebody else saying he was going to pick up the car. And he's like, okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to look into this. We'll get back to you. And he hangs up. And then I get a call from my insurance company, the case manager person again. And they're like, yeah, so they say that your car's not there anymore. Do you need to no longer have service? And I was just like, no, somebody already got my car. You clearly you optioned this to more than one person, and more than one person said yes. And she's like, that's really weird because we only have one on our system. And then, like, 15 minutes later, I get a thing from the dealership with their automated message of, like, you know, thank you for using Luther Nissan Kia. You know, your car has arrived and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, clearly somebody got my car there.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Here's
somebody got my car there. As long as somebody got paid, I don't give a shit. But my car is there. Go the fuck away.
Yes.
And then they start sending me text messages that are like, do you still need service? And I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah. Okay, so...
hold on, because I have a thought.
Yes.
I think that, because they didn't have any kind of documentation of this person actually picking up your car.
As far as I could tell from the conversation I had before they hung up, they had no idea who picked up my car.
All right.
Wow.
So, some ethereal creature,
yes.
Angelic force, some random interdimensional happenstance, possibly a time traveler. Maybe at some point you in the future obtain like time travel and you just like, you're like, I need to fix this or the world will end.
Your future career as a tow truck
just
driver.
It'll just be a current looping of the same conversation over and over again for the rest of your life.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I mean, that is one option. The other option, just throwing this out there.
Okay.
Utter incompetence.
Oh.
No, I meant except for the one guy. That one person. That one
guy. No, absolutely. That one guy.
The one person that picked up your car. The call center
for my insurance.
Yeah.
Utter incompetence.
Also, if it was.
I don't think this is an either or option type situation. From the future. I'm including the incompetence in my scenario.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say, you doing it from the future does not. We have the incompetence
of the dealership for not fixing my car proper.
Right.
We have the incompetence of my insurance for not knowing how to fucking send a tow truck to a highway,
too.
Which is where probably 90% of the places they have to go are.
Right.
Right.
But anyway, that's why not make it possible for that to happen? No, we can't do that. In all of this shitstorm of everything, there's just this one individual with, like, a duster and a Colt strapped to his hip. Yes. And the keys to a tow truck that he flips over in his hand every so often, kind of in that cool walk. Just this calm walking through the shitstorm, calmly getting people's cars to where they need to go.
Future salsa.
Future salsa. That's what we're saying. Yeah.
I like it. Exactly. I like it.
I think Jenna's correct.
Yes.
Well, then it wouldn't be a Colt strapped to his hip. It would be a sword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing's blown now. There's no way this could possibly be a
gun sword.
Yeah, ooh, I was going to say. There we go. Like Final Fantasy VIII.
Yep.
Gun okay. Right. Yeah.
So anyway.
Jesus Christ. So yeah, that's, now I'm done.
So, now you're done.
I appreciate that there was an empty medicine capsule on the end of an arrow, but how is this not the incident?
There was a lot of incidents.
Fuck, man.
I leave a charmed. I live a charmed life.
I hope you aren't leaving yet.
I leave a charmed life.
Jesus Christ!
Whoa, buddy!
Yeah.
Oh shit!
You have to go and become future salsa.
He's not the hero we deserve.
You know, honestly, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to need more booze. So I think we should probably take a break.
Okay.
Yes,
all right, we're going to do that and top off our glasses.
Hey.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
No, that's rated R. I got.
Oh, this must be how you feel all the time.
Yes. Yes, it is, James.
And we're welcome back to my salsa.
Fucking world.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna. God damn it.
And we're drinking more stuff.
Yeah, we are.
James and I have a beer from Nine Mile Brewing.
Ooh.
Here in Bloomington, Minnesota. This is a Café con Miel milk stout.
I mean, that sounds absolutely delicious, lovely and delicious. Lovely. That is a word that a guy made up in the 20s. So, well, let's find out.
Oh, smell good.
It does smell
delightful.
Amazing.
It's delicious.
Now I'm having that.
I'm drinking Cutwater Vodka Mule because there was one nearby.
Holy shit, that's good.
Yeah. Not too sweet, not too anything. This is real good.
Perfect balance of coffee and honey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Anyway,
Yeah. Dear listeners, don't forget, we have merchandise that you can buy. I realized that I had completely forgotten to update the website, but it is now updated. If you go to AO1podcast.com, there is a link that just says merchandise, and you click on that button, and it takes you to our merchandise store.
We have merch.
We have so many fucking insane things. However, to Jenna's chagrin, there was no pint glasses.
No.
So I did some looking.
What?
And it turns out.
What?
That there exists in this world.
What?
Two AON pint glasses.
What?
And so, Jenna, from James and myself, happy 600th episode.
Oh my God, you guys. Oh, I didn't. It's the first science. Oh, I'm going to get all teary because I'm already teary because of this weekend. And now I'm all. Oh, no. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, now I just need six more.
Well, you can pay for them yourself.
Yeah. That's fine.
Slowly.
You tell me where I can get these. I will do that. Thank you, guys.
You are more than welcome to
some lawn chairs.
Yay, some lawn chairs. Clinky, clinky. Jenna, remember not to slurp the gingery vodka mill.
Okay. Oh,
it goes up the nose.
Simultaneously, happy 600th episode and happy birthday.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So many happies. I don't know what to do with them all.
Well, I won't be there for your birthday, so another happy.
God. Okay.
Wow, that's like another gift all on it. You said you were bad at gift giving. You knew exactly what to give. Not showing up.
God, it's a good thing there's not anything happening to bring down all of this happy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just so fucking happy right now. It would be a shame if something were to happen
or
to it.
Five things.
Like a fast five?
Fast five.
Fast five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... You win this round, Gray. Jenna!
God damn it. Fucking have to work. All right. There is no intro, because fuck you.
Oh, that's a good intro.
That's a good I like that.
Question number one. Monday or Saturday?
I mean, I like Saturday a lot more.
Monday or Saturday. Which day after the final festival weekend is your clean up and get shit put away day?
Oh, that's real good. It's got to be Monday because come Saturday, I'm going to be doing another festival.
Well, there's that.
So
I would say Saturday because by Monday... I know you both know this, but like we don't leave anything behind Final Fest weekend. I don't hold back because I don't have another fest next weekend.
Yeah.
And so I spent the bulk of today fucking asleep, like part clinically dead for several minutes. When I looked at my step count for the day, starting at midnight this morning, I checked at like 9 a.m. and I already had 9,000 steps. I went to bed at 4 and I slept until 9. So I got all of those 9,000 steps between between midnight and four something.
Same, friend.
Fuck. Yeah.
So, I don't know that I had 9,000, but I had a bunch, and I was like, oh, that's right. I didn't go to bed until...
I heard a lot of people did that.
It was glorious. We got morning meeting.
Yes.
Which was so good.
Oh, we got to do a morning meeting.
I realized how much I'd missed it.
I got to hang out with my boothies until the wee hours at the booth.
Nice.
It was perfect.
Yeah, it was great. And I got for schnockered. Mm-hmm. Whoa, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I was... Yep.
Same.
I'm going to say Monday.
Okay.
So...
All right.
Wait, did we all say Monday?
Yeah, no. He said Saturday.
I said Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question number two. Days... or weeks?
Weeks.
If you are going to take time off, are you going to take off individual days here and there to recover, or are you going to take off a week or multiple weeks in a stretch? And... I took off little bits and pieces, days. I've got projects that I have to manage, and I'm sure neither of you
I have
know,
no idea know what that's like, about. James.
Right, yeah. But I, so...
Yeah, no, this is new stuff.
My first full week off is going to be the week of my birthday. At least that's the plan right now.
I mean, that's what I do. The week of my birthday just happens to fall at the end of festival.
Oh, so, really? This is the first time hearing about it.
Yeah.
So my wife and I are going to really be scattershotting this week because we both took today off to do stage cleanup. I took Tuesday off because I want at least 2 days to recover. Also knowing that Monday was going to be a work day. So I took Tuesday off as well.
Right.
My wife doesn't have school on Wednesday.
Oh.
So she's home on Wednesday, and I'm working, and then we both took Friday off because we have to travel to the other festival.
Sure, right. Sure.
The only day both of us are working is Thursday.
Huh.
Otherwise, we're just kind of piecemealing this week like Swiss cheese.
That's really funny.
Ooh, cheese.
All right. Man, I want to say days, but realistically, it's weeks. All right.
Mm-hmm.
For this.
No. Sure. Sure. Yes.
Because I do know the context.
Yes, definitely.
I think I just figured out the context. I think I was wrong.
I mean, you probably were.
I think it's going to take me a couple of weeks to recover and really feel human again. So I'm going to switch to weeks.
I already said weeks, yeah.
Weeks all around?
Yep.
All right. Question number three. Now or later?
Later.
I love now and laters.
I'm a procrastinator. Later.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm kind of a terrible fucking procrastinator, too.
No, you're really good at it.
Oh. See, I even choose to get jokes later.
All right. I'm going to say now, because fuck you guys.
Uh-huh.
Question number four. Glass or health?
Okay.
I didn't think this one was going to be too horribly sneaky.
Glass. Yeah.
No. When we sing health to the company, it is this lovely, you know, like we sing it and it's beautiful and it's this moment. And then we sing Parting Glass. And I can get through health to the company, no problem. But the very first note of parting glass. Mm-hmm. It's Pavlovian. I fucking lose it. Mm-hmm. I bawl my eyes out. I can't. I have never been able to sing that song through. Never.
Well, I've never mocked you for it.
Not once.
Never. Definitely not last night.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No, she was standing right next
what
to me, listening to me wavering and then
yeah.
cutting out in the middle of lines and thick-throated. yeah. No, parting glass kills me.
Yeah.
Kills me.
Yeah. I'm thinking about singing Healthy the Company. It's I feel it's a far more cheerful song, to me at least. And when we sing Parting Glass, whenever I sing Parting Glass, I feel connected to the history of the entire endeavor.
It, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think health is raising a glass to those that are here now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Parting Glass is raising a glass to those that won't be next year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what really impacts me is raising a glass and saying, hey, fuck, we did it. You know, exactly like you said, it's a celebration mm-hmm. of the people that are there now. Mm-hmm. And then the next one looks forward and you start to look around and you go, are you going to be here next year?
Right.
Is that person? I know right. that person's not going to be here. I know that person's got done. Yeah. This person says they're going to be back, but
anything
could happen.
Right.
Am mm-hmm. I going to be back next year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really just, ugh. It gets me every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say glass.
Mm-hmm.
Question number 5. Jenna.
That one.
Or Gray.
Oh. I was Team Jenna this whole time. But you win this time, Gray.
Yeah, because now we have to eventually figure out which one of you is next up.
I don't remember. It was James. It's James.
I don't fucking remember.
Oh, fuck. I will go back and
shut
listen.
Up, brain.
James will go back and
I know
listen,
he will. And if he wants to do the work, he can do the work. And it's going to be doubly funny when he finds out it's his turn.
It was, yes.
Listen, it was my plan is,
in January, by the way.
My plan is to pretend to listen to 5 episodes and tell him that it's definitely him. Shh, don't tell him. Don't tell Salsa.
There was a couple times this weekend where I audibly told my brain to shut up. We were backstage, and it was, as listeners know, I don't eat. And somebody had brought out a bunch of the really giant Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
And I fucking love Reese's peanut butter cups.
Right.
These are the big ones that have the Reese's pieces inside.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Have you not seen these?
I'm remembering that they exist.
Yeah.
They're so good. But I've never had one.
No, so I saw these and I was like, I want one. You know, and they were like, oh, you know, after your last show, we'll save you one. So I got done with my last show and I get backstage and there was, there's 2 in each package mm-hmm. and there was an open package and one of them was still in there, like in my little cubby. And I was just like, oh, this is so amazing. And so I got it. It was my last show. I ate it. I felt so good. And then about like 20 minutes later, one of the kids, the nanny of our kids backstage walks up to me and hands me an unopened package and was like, oh, by the way, here, you were supposed to get this. And I was like, oh no, I actually hope. No, I mean, I'll take those. Shut up, brain.
Nice.
Yes. I can't imagine how it must be to look at a peanut butter cup and not be able to eat it.
Hi.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me, James?
No, but it was just like, why are you turning it down? Shut the fuck up and take them. Stop being polite and fucking take them.
Right.
Yeah, I.
Jenna or Gray?
Jenna.
Fuck. I think Gray won this fight, and I don't.
No. Gray won this battle.
Yes.
Jenna won many battles.
Oh, that's okay.
So yeah. All right. Purely by point,
shit.
Jenna won.
Yeah.
Okay.
Suppose there's that.
It's video game logic.
right.
I was one of the channels I watch, YouTube channels, is Ox Venture or Xbox Extra, and they had this show, you know, one of their weekly shows, and one of them was talking about how he, like, feels like the boss wins in points.
Oh,
he's sure. Because he's like, you get to a boss yeah. battle and you lose 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 until you finally win. And he's like, but you just won once. That boss won by points. Why is it that this is the one that counts?
Okay, you but know?
I like, once... there's an alternate universe where the boss won.
Yeah, I once took one of Mav's balloons ever, and I still feel warm and happy from that. So, yep. I'm gonna go Gray.
All right.
So I think it's actually kind of a close call to me, but I think I have to go Gray on this one.
Hmm. All right.
All right. And now we scroll back to the top for the contest. Monday or Saturday.
Yep.
Do you pack up camp Monday after fest?
Well done.
Or wait for the following weekend?
Well done.
I definitely had grand ideas about packing up today. And then, nope.
I picked Monday because it's usually Monday, but there has been the occasional year where I just can't do it and I'll do it later in the week. Since I generally have the week off, I don't have quite the pressure to get it done right away. But, man, by the time I'm done with the season, I'm just done. I don't really like going back out.
Yeah, you just want to just fucking cut that umbilical cord and go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Ew. Yeah, part of fest is the placenta?
The owner.
Bear stage during vilification tennis.
Oh, shit. Also yeah, these are both correct.
Because we only had one car, we did three trips today.
Fuck.
My wife still is going to go back on Wednesday to get the last. Because everything from stage was one trip. Mm-hmm. The rest of it from stage and the first bit from our tent was the second trip. Majority of the stuff from the tent was the third trip. So on Wednesday, when she has her day off, she's going to go out and strike the tent itself.
Fuck.
We have a lot of shit to haul around and kids.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I will say, since Jess has stopped doing Fest and I haven't had to do the back and forth with her as well, like, my stuff thing has decreased by, like, two-thirds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's something about having a kid, even if they're not, like, a kid, just the other body and then all the stuff to make sure that they're being taken care of. Like, there's just more.
Yeah. But, I mean, like I said, that first trip was just stage stuff. And especially with my wife, she's got the whole drum kit.
Right.
And you throw in my bed of deck screws and my case and my stand and things like that. That fills up a car real fast.
Yeah, it does. Yep. That's fair.
All right. Question number two, days or weeks.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take you to do your fest laundry and put your fest stuff away?
Oh.
It's already half done. But again, we have a fest next week.
That's true.
Yeah, there's that. Yep. I would say the plan is days. Yeah, I think, especially this year, because I have to get all of the RV packed up and winterized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's...
Where are you keeping that RV?
Oh, the owner, as part of the purchase price, is willing to let me keep it at his old house.
Interesting.
Yep.
Cool.
Huh.
That's good.
I'm going to help him build a parking pad.
Neat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have two circular fabric side laundry bags that we have for all of our fest laundry as it gets dirty. And it's the kids' favorite part when we get home is to roll those down the stairs.
yes.
And so we get home, they get rolled down the stairs. And then the first time I walk downstairs, they're at the bottom of the stairs. So I'm like, well, fuck, I got to take care of these or I'm going to step on them.
Yep.
So
nice.
It's a good way.
Yep.
Trick yourself into adulthood.
Basically.
That's how I live my
basically.
Life.
Basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be days. Mm-hmm. I very desperately want it to be days.
Yep. Yeah.
It's weeks. It just is.
Yeah.
No, we get that stuff taken care of pretty fast.
All right. Question number three, now or later. When fest ends, do you start plotting for your next fest right away, or do you take a break?
My first fest of the season is in March.
Yeah.
So I am already in contract negotiations with that festival.
Sure.
So, yeah, my year doesn't end. And I also want to do some rewriting of my script, so that's going to have to start really fast, too.
Kyle wants to talk about...
franchising? I've got ideas and opinions on that. I mean,
let other people do the work and pay you.
Oh, that sounds great.
Uh-huh.
No, Kyle wants to talk about how we can move what we're doing forward and make more of it. And
how to evolve and grow. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think that's great. We've both been really preoccupied. And so we've kind of been doing the same shit for a couple of years. And it's,
But people seem to like it, though.
Yeah, people seem to like it. And at the same time, people are noticing, like, patrons are starting to get, like, oh, hey, this is what those guys do. And they've been, year after year, they're going, oh, it's those guys, you know. So that's honestly a big step forward. It's just you've been doing it long enough to that it is your thing.
Well, and I feel like... every year we make small steps forward. What we're doing right now is very different from where we started.
Certainly, yeah.
But, I'm looking forward to seeing if we can come up with something even better. And then make small steps forward on that.
Can't get worse.
That's true. Thanks, honey.
I start plotting right away. Do I do anything about it? No.
Putting action to words.
A spreadsheet is being made. Pray I do not alter it further.
I will. It's actually a Kanban board.
Yeah. Yep.
Instead of user stories, it's patron stories.
Ooh.
Yes. No, this is... going to be a thing now.
Setting it up in that extra bedroom I don't know what to do with. Okay. So, question number four. Glass or health? Which farewell song makes you tear up more?
Yep.
Yeah, we all need Glass. Know that.
Mm-hmm.
And question number five. Jenna or Gray? Who is more sarcastic? Why did you think this was going to have to do with this Fast Five feud?
God damn it. Who is more sarcastic?
Yeah, like I said, it's pretty fucking close.
Yeah, that's a hard question to answer.
No, I plead the fifth.
I honestly... the Fast Fifth?
Wow.
Oh, shit. I think... I think of you as being more bitter.
I was going to go with bitchy, but yeah, no, I
sarcastic.
I agree.
I think of Gray as being very sarcastic, but I think of you as just being like real, just a bitter redheaded pill.
A jagged, hard to swallow pill that comes out with your arrows.
The incident. All right. Okay. Fuck. All right.
Yeah, I was like, I think this is really fucking close.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure the answer is Gray.
I think you both have your sarcasm game on point.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah. I mean, we're both really good at it.
But I'm going to say that it feels like Gray is way more willing to chop off one of their arms
to spite their face.
To make it happen, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a lack of any definitive decision-making X factor, I'm just going to stick with my original answer.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. Yep.
All right.
Cool. That was it. That was the Fast Five.
All right.
Yay.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, and now there's no reason for you not to...
Gray.
You can go to aonpodcast.com and click on the Submit a Fast Five button. All you have to do is fill out the form, click Submit, and you're done.
Use the form.
And then you listen to this podcast and find out what we got wrong about your options.
Yeah.
Yes, we will.
Does anybody have any shout-outs?
I have a shout-out.
Boom.
I want to give a shout-out to anybody that had to listen to me bitch over the past season. because
everyone.
Everybody heard me bitch over the
past
season.
This one's for you, listeners.
This season, there were some amazing, wonderful elements, and honestly, a lot of it was still wonderful and great. But there were some fucking rough parts. And there were... How I get through that shit is to talk about it, man. It's a part of my rough stuff processing. So there were so many people that just listened to me vent and gave me validation and gave me compliments and other things associated with what was happening. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't even begin to list them all. I am going to give a bonus point to Josh, though, because every morning when I get to the booth, he's the first one there. So he tended to be the first recipient.
The victim.
It's like, this is how I'm starting my day, is by being a goddamn downer and getting it out of my system. And Josh was great. And just being like, yep, okay, she's doing her thing. I'm just going to smoke and drink my coffee. So, yeah, I sincerely thank you. It just helped. So, and sometimes listening is just the best help.
Yeah.
I'm going to give mine to the entire crew down at Sherwood Stage. Myself and Fondazi and the Robin Hood Show. Just work well together. Like, all of us like each other. All of us get along with each other. We have a really good... Our stage is scheduled by us. Festival FUD doesn't schedule our stage. You know, they schedule every other stage, and then they look at us and go, what's your schedule? Because we have... We know what we're doing. We work well together. You know, Robin Hood Show, they want to get their shows done at this point in time so that they have this area. And Fondazi, the fire doesn't look as good in the middle of the day, so they front and back load. You know, so my shows get put in where I fit so that I have a break in the middle of the day where I can drink a protein shake and so I don't die, you know, and have a long enough break at some point. And we go, this is what works for us. It works for us. We never have any problems with it. And we all like each other backstage, you know, and we've got a fucking
herd of children now at this point running around.
Oh, and, I'm aware.
And they're just raised by the group. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that it takes a village to raise a kid, and that mm-hmm. Sherwood stage is a little village. And, you know, those kids know that they can go to any one of us. You know, Robin Hood, me, Fondazzie, any one of us. We are all one big family over mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. And it just makes it, it. I mean, we've had many rough years, and people have come and people have gone, but we finally, the past few years, hit that perfect synergy of people that work well together.
Yeah.
And even the people that come and, you know, run merch booths and stuff like that, they get folded into the fold and
nice.
And they're a member of the family now.
Nice.
People keep, you know, even though I've not been a member of Fondazzie for 6 years now, people still are just like, oh yeah, you know, it's okay, you're a Fondazzie. And I'm just like, but I'm not a Fondazzie. You fired me. And they're like,
yeah, more fire.
Yeah, but they're like, hey, you're Fondazzie adjacent. And it's just like, so what you're saying is you fired me, but I still can't leave. And they're like, yeah.
God damn it.
Yes.
Fuck. I'm in that weird I am, but I'm not mm-hmm. limbo.
I exist in that state all the time. All the fucking time.
So yeah, to Robin Hood and Little John and all of the Fondazzie and all of the people in that circle, love you all.
My shout out is going to be to the kind owners of the house that that Jax and I are buying, for a large number of reasons. Not only have they been great about the whole house mm-hmm. buying process and very direct and open and honest and, you know, warm and caring to us, but also I knew one of them and was fairly good friends with one of them, but I am now I think very good friends with all three of them, and one of them in particular, well, okay, so Seffi, who was already a friend, mm-hmm. joined us at the booth this year.
Yeah.
And was amazing, mm-hmm. as expected. But then also William,
yep.
Who is new to me, has become very fast friends with not just me, but with the entire booth, and really stepped up and helped to prop up shifts when we were light on people, and
right.
learned everything and towed the line and worked extraordinarily hard. All three of them kicked ass out at Fest. Both Seffi and William dove in head first into the booth and helped us to feel more like the booth again. And this is their last season out at Fest,
mm-hmm.
You know, as regular workers and performers and
yep.
booth folks. So from now on, they'll only be visiting, and I'm going to miss the shit out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And like last year, I didn't even like, I knew William as the guy that sold bone pins.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've got this place in my heart that these people exist, and they're going, and they will already be missed. So my thanks to them for being amazing people, and my sincerest gratitude for everything that they did this year.
All right. Does anybody have anything to plug?
Yes.
Do so.
All right, friends. it is October. It is the horror and spooky and spoopy and miscellaneous scares.
Miscellaneous.
Oh my god. Starting October 20th and running through the end of the month, Sunday, October 30th.
Sunday. Sundays.
Nope. Sorry. I'm good.
Okay, sorry.
I'm good.
Sorry.
No,
okay.
I'm good.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah. I swear right. to God.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Swear to God, you guys.
I'm sorry.
I'm not a dick when you guys plug shit.
I'm all sorry. Right.
So, starting Thursday, October 20th and running through till Sunday, October 30th, we have the Twin Cities Horror Festival.
Woo! Yeah.
And we have so many incredible shows. Some of them are a little weird.
Ooh.
Some of them probably won't be your thing, but they will be somebody's thing.
Mm.
There's one of them that I've heard of where it's just... is some people, well, because horror appeals to different people in different ways.
Yeah.
Some people are gore horror. Mm-hmm. Some people like more psychological. Some people just like the theme of horror. And so, like, we have things. We have horror music. We have horror shows. We have horror. I've also noticed it's really important to get that horror.
Yeah.
Horror.
Oh, yeah.
Down. And saying it multiple times does not help.
Is there horror comedy?
You know, I'm not 100%. I know some of these will probably have comedy in
Excellent.
Them. And horror comedy is a thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
So, at least some of it will be touched on.
Cool.
There will be a horror lecture. Reverend Matt.
I was just about to say
yes.
So I suppose he's definitely comedy, but I always put him in the lecture field because, like, that just makes it another thing you can talk about, you know? And I like to support my buddy. So, yeah, we have shows All Your White Darlings by Dangerous Productions. That is going to be a thing you need to see. I don't know how to say that anymore. Bad Egg by Denzel. Dead Mountain, Edgar Perry. Reverend Matt's thing this year is Gilman Genesis. I know, right? I don't even know what that's going to be. Like, I know what it's going to be about.
Sounds like Lovecraft, Innsmouth stuff, maybe?
I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We have the Spooky and Gay Cabaret.
Woo!
We have a Spooky and Gay Cabaret this year.
Shit, that sounds like a good time.
Shrieking Harpies, Victor Invictus, and the Writer's Room. And we've also got a couple of them that are only one weekend. So... the first weekend is Stabby Stab Stab.
Wonder what that's about.
Well, I'm not sure. There might be stabbing. Oh, however, no. It is a joint production between Specialman Lit and the Winding Sheet Outfit.
Fuck yes.
That's going to be incredible.
Mm.
And then Ted's Talk is the second weekend. And it's being produced by Haunted Basement.
Mmm.
That one is the one that I just don't think it's going to be everybody's thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it's going to come with about 18 million little
disclaimers.
Hey, yeah, if this or this can cause you injury, you should maybe just not.
Yeah.
Mm. But I'm still excited for it.
Trigger warning: do you exist?
Yes.
Then you.
Content right. warning. Very.
Yes.
Yeah. But I am super excited to see it because they are taking a big risk with it. And if they pull it off, Jesus Christ, it's going to be an incredible experience for those that look for that. COVID-19 protocol, TCHF will require patrons, volunteers, and performers to wear masks at all times, except when eating, drinking, or performing.
All right.
So. And yeah, that's what I've got right now.
Boom.
That sounds fucking awesome.
Pretty great.
Also, I just got to do inventory on the merch. We still have so many of those hats and I'm so excited because I'm going to get me one. Those hats with the logos are great.
Yeah.
So
yeah, those are pretty
the knit, the wool, like
stocking cap ones?
Yeah, the little stocking cap ones. They look with the embroidered.
Yeah, they look, those look real sharp.
Yeah, they do. Mm. So I'm super excited. Come play with us if you're from out of town. This is the time to show up and see some stuff. If you're in town, you already know. But do it.
It's already behind
you. It's already in your house.
James, anything? Okay. Can't get enough Renaissance Festival. Casimir the Hungry will be at Baraboo this coming weekend at Gathering of Rogues and Ruffians.
Ruffians.
No, this is absolutely what I deserve.
Oh, God. 100%. Thank you, James.
Gathering of Rogues and Ruffians does take place on the grounds of Circus World. And so this festival is really cool because in order to get to the festival, you buy your ticket and you walk through the Circus World Museum.
Oh, that's neat.
To get to the festival grounds.
That's so fucking
cool. It's pretty...
That's really fucking
it's
cool.
It's really fucking cool. I will be performing 3 shows a day in the Hippodrome at Circus World. And come see that. Also, come see everything else going on. Because that is a fun show. They do have a joust. They have a lot of crafters and musicians and stuff like that. If you do go out there, I highly recommend not only my show, but Seffi. I'm pretty sure she's performing out there again this year. And there's some musical acts like Sister Strange, a musical trio that does fairly bawdy stuff.
They do the
on the bottom.
You should be on the bottom.
Yeah. No, they're like Naughty Body Brigade in some ways, and I send a lot of people their way. But other fantastic acts doing all sorts of crazy stuff out there, and some just musicians that do some fun like Middle Eastern stuff that I've bought their CD in the past. It's really good. It's a fun show. It really is, and it's a lot less pressure than Minnesota. Like, Minnesota can get really heavy just with everything going on and so much going on and the really long days and stuff happening everywhere. And this is just like, just show up and wander around a little bit and do some shopping and see a show.
Sure.
You know, you don't have this constant pressure of all this stuff happening around you all the time. You know, it's a lot more chill, and it's a fun way to kind of decompress and let the festival season end less abruptly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let it kind of taper out a little bit.
That sounds nice the way you said that.
It really, it really is a nice way to kind of...
It's kind of like a Minnesota like fest chaser.
Yeah, it's like a nicotine patch. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I did remember something to plug.
Shoot.
If you're... that's your plug?
Yes, I'm done. Okay. Yes.
Oh, all right. Good. Wanted to make sure. This weekend.
Weekend.
Excellent. Hidden Minnesota is doing an...
Doing.
Fair. Yep, all right. Is doing...
This is what it feels like, James.
Like.
Okay, we're done. We're done.
Echo. So, doing an arts and crafts fair, lots of crafters will be showing up to sell all kinds of things. And also, it's just a fucking hip place to hang out. Jax is going to be selling some things there. But also, if you feel like it, you can schedule a room, one of the puzzle rooms. Ooh. And
get a room.
They also have puzzle crates, or like steamer trunks, puzzle trunks.
Oh, yeah.
Which... are kind of the opposite of an escape room.
I have heard of these, yes.
Yeah, and having done one, I fucking recommend it.
Okay.
They're great. Go in, check it out, buy a board game and a beer, take a look at what people have to offer, and...
Oh, a board game and a beer is my memoir.
Oh, nice.
Anyway.
Yeah. He lived as he died at home. So surrounded by no one.
By board games and beer.
Beer. Sorry.
We're done.
Damn it. All right. So if you are sticking around in the Twin Cities, if you're able to hit up Baraboo, definitely check out the Twin Cities Horror Fest. But if you're sticking around in the Twin Cities and you're looking for some doodads to buy for people, like for Jenna's birthday,
one coming up this Wednesday.
Check out. Yeah, but maybe they want to get you a
late present.
Yeah.
I'm fine with late presents.
Check out the Hidden Minnesota Craft Fair this weekend.
Nice.
Any final thoughts?
Bye-bye. Love you. Bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you to Jenna for submitting the Fast Five.
God damn it.
I know, right? On behalf of myself and James and Jenna... Eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.